Corbett, rebound, Mike Hatch. Hatch quickly to Steve Rowley. 3 seconds left, Rowley lays it up and in. And Rowley, Utah Tech trying to get the timeout. With 3 seconds left in the ball game, Utah Tech could not get it. Dixie hangs on and kind of a left-handed end as Dixie has the ball out of bounds to hang on for victory, 87-84. Dixie with a narrow three-point lead. We'll be back with the post-game show. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde performance by both teams. Utah Tech ice cold in the first half. Coming out and Dixie jumping out to an early lead. Utah Tech going almost 4 minutes without a field goal before they finally scored. And Dixie blowing Utah Tech seemingly off the floor with a 28-point halftime margin, 61-33. But in the second half, Utah Tech outscoring Dixie 51-26 as Dixie went almost 5 minutes without a point. Brad Heaps finally getting a driving layup as Utah Tech ran off 15 straight points to begin the second half. After the ballgame being tied at zero, it was tied again at 80. Coming down the wire, Dixie then hanging on for the victory, the narrow victory, 87-84, and a case of almost folding right out of sight by Dixie College in the second half. And Utah Tech shooting an unreal percentage. I'm sure it would be 70, almost 80% in the second half as Utah Tech getting the good shots and hitting them. Dixie getting some good shots early and not having them fall early in the second half. And they're just hanging on. It was a case of get the big lead and just hope that it'll last. It didn't. It was tied, but Dixie was able to come back, and with some free throw shooting and some clutch baskets, the big one, Craig Hammer on the four-corner play, finally breaking through on the Patience, getting the easy layup to get that basket. And finally, the one free throw by Dave Rose coming down the wire to make it 87-84 as Steve Rowley hit a driving layup at the close. We'll be back and take a look at the scoring totals for Dixie College after this. Tech coming back after only 33 points in the first half. They had to get hot somewhat late in the first half to get those 33 points. Steve Mills came off the bench, had one field goal, a total of 2 points. Joe Racanelli. Dixie coming up with the narrow victory. Brad Heaps, 3 field goals, 2 for 4 from the free throw line, a total of 8 points tonight. Gordon Anderson doing a good job in the first half and coming up with a basket in the second half. 5 field goals, 3 for 3 from the free throw line, a total of 13 points. John Bockham with a field goal for 2 points. Rich Gramillion, a good night tonight, even though he was in foul trouble. 5 field goals, 0 for 1 from the free throw line, a total of 10 points. Bruce Hurst, a much better night tonight than he had last night, but still off of Bruce Hurst's night. 4 field goals, 1 for 2 from the free throw line, a total of 9 points. Eric Slaymaker, another good night. 5 field goals, 6 for 6 from the free throw line, 16 points. Dave Rose coming up with 2 field goals, 3 for 7 from the free throw line. Poor free throw shooting for Dave, who's normally very accurate. And a total of 7 points tonight for Rose. And Craig Hammer, once again, the leading scorer for Dixie. 9 field goals, 4 for 5 from the free throw line, a total of 22 points. So Dixie with 4 men in double figures, 1 man with 9, 1 with 8, 1 with 7. So there was some balance scoring, and every point was needed after what looked to be a laugher in the first half. Final score again, 87-84. Let's hear from Ernst Van Franklin quickly. Hanging on for a 3-point 87-84 victory. Dixie now goes to 4-0 on the conference season. And may, unless some more things happen to Dixie, like happened here in the second half tonight, may have assured themselves a position in the regional championships coming up in Arizona later this year. But wow, what a ball game. Some of the fans, all the fans that stayed around after the first half, got their money's worth in the second half. And the crowd, with a lot of Dixie fans, including men like the man sitting right next to me, Jim Garrett's brother-in-law, who came down to visit. How's Kim doing, by the way?
He's doing real well, enjoying married life and enjoying Hawaii.
Hasn't had any problems with the monsoon season yet?
When they came in from their last road trip,